From KUOW, this is The Record. I'm Marcy Silman. The self-proclaimed Prince of Pot is back in Canada. Mark Emery spent 5 years in a U.S. prison for selling marijuana. He stepped foot in Canada at 4:20 p.m. That's a coincidence that people who know about marijuana culture might recognize. 4:20 is code for using pot. Les Lane, legislative reporter for the Victoria Times Colonist, joins us with more on this and other news from Canada. He's in for Vaughn Palmer. Hi, Les.
Hi, Marcy.
So the Prince of Pot, Mark Emery's return to Canada. How did his fellow Canadians receive this?
Very well, in a cloud of smoke, actually, typically. He's a martyr to the cause and one of the, I think, the most ardent advocates of marijuana use and legalization in Canada has been for years and years. And he went out of his way to taunt authorities in terms of selling marijuana seeds. He ended up, he's had a number of run-ins, obviously, with authorities in Vancouver over the years. He ended up starting a mail order seed business that crossed the border, and he had numerous U.S. customers and was more or less goading the authorities into charging him, which they did. And he's quite upset, apparently, with the Canadian government for not. There was various maneuvers on the extradition process, but to make a very long story short, he ended up pleading out. They did a deal. And he did 4 or 5 years of hard time in the U.S. prison system, just getting released. And now he's vowing to wreak vengeance on the conservative government for not standing by him.
What sort of vengeance?
Well, he's very politically active. He and his wife, Jody, are all over the map over the years. And there was a marijuana party, a Green Party. They flirted with the New Democratic Party. And his wife, Jody, is now a declared Liberal candidate in Vancouver. So it's all going to be political. And to keep in mind, one thing is that he's made significant amounts of money at this business, several million dollars a year, according to the court records, according to U.S. authorities. And he's on record as paying taxes. He declares his taxes in order to emphasize how much money he makes and how profitable it is. But he's also, I think, going to be putting a lot of money into the cause of defeating the conservative government, or at least advancing the cause of marijuana, which the Liberal Party has been grappling with over the last year or so.
Les, you mentioned that Emery is a strong advocate for legalization, and that's going to be the other thing that he does after he wreaks vengeance on the conservative government. What does the Canadian public in general think about legalized pot?
Well, the polls are all. There was a poll just a day or so ago that found, if you believe in polls, 70% of the people favor legalization. I think Canadians are kind of warming up and watching, I think, avidly the experiments underway in the United States with Washington and Colorado. That gets regularly reported up here, all the ins and outs of the legalization or the decriminalization move that the two states there have made. Intense interest. There was a move to start a referendum toward that end in BC. I haven't heard much lately on that, but they were bound and determined. And I think the federal liberal opposition party is kind of tiptoeing around this. I believe it might be one of the bigger federal election issues next year.
I'm talking to Les Lane. He's legislative reporter for the Victoria Times columnist in this week for Vaughn Palmer. Last week, Les, there was a mine tailing spill at a mine in British Columbia. Officials were a little worried about wildlife, but they've lifted the ban on drinking water, and they say fish are safe to eat again. What exactly happened?
Yeah, this has been an extraordinary development over the last 8 days. A disastrous failure of a tailings pond dam in remote Cariboo up in the northern British Columbia. No loss of life, but a huge volume of water and some very suspicious materials, obviously, from a copper-gold mine. There's very severe concerns about chemicals leaching out. I think the estimate now is 10 million cubic meters of sludge seeped out and just in a torrent that lasted most of a day. into a river system, into a lake, and down into the indirectly to the main artery of BC, into the Fraser River, which is expecting a huge salmon run. This is initially viewed as a catastrophe. I think that's kind of being downgraded now. They've been testing for a week now, and the water results are pretty clear, no problem there yet, but I think the concerns now are about all the sediment that leached out
right.
as well.
And just briefly, I know that the government has lifted any kinds of restrictions, but the chiefs of two First Nations communities are not harvesting salmon.
Yeah, this coincides, I think, with the First Nations in that area are very skeptical and suspicious of the news they're getting. They are holding off on salmon harvesting and catching and eating, obviously. And also there's word now that they're kind of on the political front talking about evicting the mine. All sorts of concerns about the 300 jobs out there and continuing worries about how on earth you start cleaning up God knows how many million cubic meters of mud and suspicious sludge that seeped out.
We'll be following that and more Canadian news with Les Lane this week. He's legislative reporter for the Victoria Times columnist. Les, thanks for taking time.
Take care, Marcy. Thank you.